episode 743, Ready When You Are.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Today is your day to shine. Oh, yes, it is. Ready when you are. We are going to have an extraordinary chat. I just know we are. And so stay tuned for that. For those of you who are brand new to the family, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. We'll talk about simple. That's what I'm here for today. I really want to come to you with an open heart. I'm wanting to share with you a few of my thoughts. You know, the new year brings upon deep thinking in me, and I think I was basically conceived as a deep thinker. My mom was told that she could never have children, and I was her first, and here I am, and I've always been this way. My mom's like, oh, hun, yes, you've always been this way. You make sure you have, you know, your knowledge goes way beyond what you have to know. You dig deeper, and you want to understand people more. That's who you are. And I'm grateful for that, but then sometimes it scares me because then I question, and God and I have a chat, and boy, our chats get real. I call him dude every once in a while. We work out and I'm not happy with my workout. Oh, he hears about it. And I'm like, really? This is what you wanted me to feel? And I know he has a sense of humor sometimes because I know he's looking down on me going, now, Christiane, I told you. I told you. And I'm sitting there going, yes, yes, here I am. Send me. How's your new year looking? How's your heart feeling? We've been talking a lot about the heart lately. Connecting the mind, the mouth, and the heart. February is coming close. I can't believe it. In a blink of an eye, we're going to be in February. Already 11 months. We might as well start the countdown clock to Christmas, right? We got to start buying presents early. How crazy is that? I mean, pretty soon, seriously, we're going to be talking about that. But what we need to be talking about more right now is you. You, where you are, your dreams. Your God dreams. You see, when I say goodnight to my husband who travels a lot, and when he's away, I'll send him a text message and tell him that, you know, I pray he has a very restful sleep and, you know, that all is well. And then I always say sweet kingdom dreams. Because you see, God is with you when you sleep. He's with you when you're awake. He's ready when you are. But sometimes I think we are just caught in our own little world. We think that we are in total control. Or we think we're doing what we think we're supposed to be doing, the expectations set before us. So we're fulfilling those dreams. But we're acting out of more head knowledge than heart knowledge. We need to connect the two. Ready when you are. So where are you with your New Year's? Where are you with those dreams of yours? You know, I've got to tell you that over these past, easily, it's every day for me, but I truly am humbled by you. I appreciate and I'm filled with gratitude for you because you go out and you share the podcast. You tell your friends and family about it. And when that happens, you, my friend, are getting the message out to women and men around the globe. That's impact. And you're doing it. You are a part of that movement. And so for that, my heart is filled with joy. And at the same time, I know that God tells me, Christiane, I've entrusted you with a husband. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. If you know what I'm talking about, women, husbands are difficult. And I would tell him this, and he listens to my episodes, so it's not going to be a surprise to him. But oh, does he challenge me? Oh, does he have those quirks that I just want to fix? But oh, he loves me. Oh, he comforts me. He gives me security. And God says, and I've entrusted this man with you. You are to love him unconditionally. And then on top of that, he entrusted me with 5 children. Yes, I think they're all beautiful. Maybe I'm a little biased, being their mom and all. But it also is kind of a scary thing. Because all of them have different personalities. And you want to talk about maybe personality disorders? Okay, well, when you have 5 different personalities in front of you, my whole life is a personality disorder. I can't keep one straight. When I think I've got one figured out, the other one's changed. And I'm like, whoa, slow down a moment. But God says, I've entrusted these lives to you. They're your children. I'm letting you borrow them in your temporary home. You're to raise them and love them and care for them and help them grow up to be flourishing adults to go out and impact the world. And I'm like, that's a really tall order for this little short girl. I'm overwhelmed sometimes. Where when I go to the bathroom, I know TMI, but you just got to go with me there because sometimes that's my only private time. It's either in the shower or the bathroom. And so when I go to the bathroom, I sit there and sometimes my eyes just begin to fill with water and they're tears, tears of joy, tears of happiness, tears of maybe even fear at times. Because God said, ready when you are. And when we come to him and say at his feet, here I am, send me. Oh, he's ready, all right. So those dreams that you have for yourself, are you ready to go forth with them? Are you ready to write that book? Are you ready to be entrusted with his dreams? His dreams are bigger than your dreams. And he is standing there with open arms saying, ready, sister, brother. Child, come to me. I'm ready when you are. That's got to silence you somewhat. It quiets my heart. Actually, maybe it quiets more of my mouth because then I can feel my heart beating out of my chest. Because I'm like, Lord, maybe you're telling me to do this, but I don't think I've got the gifts nor the talents nor the resources. Have you seen my inbox lately? All this information that just floods at me. And I try. You know I'm that deep thinker and I want to dig deeper into things. And God has blessed me with a lot of knowledge across the spectrum. I always have this saying with, well, actually, I could say it probably more that to strangers when I'm out trying to ask information or I'm asking for help. And I say this, I know enough to be dangerous. That's what I say. And sometimes that's how I feel. I know enough to be dangerous. And God says, ready when you are. I created you. I know every hair on your head. Sister, brother, he's talking to you. Ready when you are. So you're ready to write that book to begin 200, 300 words a day? Start there. Maybe it starts with 10 words a day, but start. Ready when you are. Maybe it's that you want to start that business. You're like, yes, I've got that. I want that so bad. But you're like, oh, I don't know what to do. Maybe you need to find a coach or a mentor. Find someone who has done something like you want to do and watch them from afar. Get on their mailing list. Reach out to them. Follow them on social media. Read a book that they wrote. Go attend one of their classes. You know I'm here for you. I've got that link always in the show notes. Did you know it? Have you even been to the show notes? Have you even been to the website? In the show notes, it says what? Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Sometimes we get stuck on our own head knowledge. Yeah, we wear the hard hat on the hard head. We become very stubborn. We don't want to do things unless if it's our way. And God says, oh, girl, I got something to tell you. You need to do it my way. And when you're ready, I'm ready when you are. And then what? We push back, right? Oh, well, I don't want to do it that way. You think I want to do it that way? I've been praying for it to be this way. Have you had those conversations lately? Maybe it was this week. Maybe it was 2 months ago. Maybe it was a year ago. Maybe you're wanting to really get on the health bandwagon. Maybe your whole life and needing change is to get healthy from the inside out. To understand what it means to feel alive again. God didn't create junk. He created absolute brilliance. You shine, my friend. You shine. You sparkle like none other. There is no one like you. So when I sit there, I'm back in the bathroom again, and I have these tears of joy and love and gratitude and sometimes fear and even sometimes, believe it or not, a little bit of anger. I can get a little bit hot under the collar. But somehow God always knows exactly what I need when I need it. Why do I question him? And every time he stands there with open arms, ready when you are. Where do you stand today? Are you standing with your hard hat on, saying, I got this? I got it all under control. It's my way or the highway. I'll pay all those toll fees I need to do it, but we're going to do it my way. Are you ready to step back and say, you know what? I'm going to surrender my hard hat. And I'm going to connect my head with my heart. I want to bring it back to the heart of Christ. How would that look in your life? If you began to live out God's dreams for you. Did you ever think that he's got dreams for you? He does. He created you. He knows you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're beautiful in his eyes. No matter what you see in that mirror every single morning when you wake up, those wrinkles, those crinkles, the gray hairs, the split ends, the bigger thighs, the not so tight, you know what? Yes, No Kim Kardashian booty. I'm just saying, because this is how we look at ourselves, but God sees nothing but beauty. And he says, I love you because I made you. You're worthy. And he stands there with open arms and an open heart. Your heavenly Father says, ready when you are. So today I want to challenge you. I want you to think about your dreams. Then I want you to take it to the heart of Christ. His dreams for you. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to soar? Because nothing is impossible. I promise you that. You want to lead a miraculous life? Then it's time that you answer to those open arms and say, here I am, send me. Allow him to wrap you up when you fall, because you're going to fall. Allow him to wipe your tears when you cry, even on the toilet. Let him be there for you. But if you sit here and try to control everything that's coming in and out of your life, you will be exhausted. It's not a fun feeling to be exhausted. It's self-sabotage. It's heartbreaking. And it's a quick way to begin to end your lifespan. Because we're raising our blood pressure. We could go in and in and in and, you know, talk about all that stuff that comes with the stress and all of that, right? We don't need to go there with the overwhelm and the stress because you got it. What you need to go to is the foot of the cross. go to God and say, here I am, send me. As he sits there and smiles down upon you and says, ready when you are. It's going to take you to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You want to be motivated? Go hand in hand with Christ. Oh, yeah, you'll be motivated. Oh, hang on, Susie. You're going to be flying. And it's going to be an awesome ride. And you're going to be terrified at times. And other times, you're going to be like, whoa, I didn't know what I got myself into. And then you're going to be like, yes, that was awesome. And then you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't breathe right now. Anybody have a painkiller? I mean, seriously, you're going to have this flood of emotions. But I tell you right now, it's going to be the time of your life. Are you ready? Are you ready for what God has in store for you? Remove that hard head hat of yours. That's only for construction sites. God's here to protect you. And he's asking you right now, ready when you are. Go out and make today an incredible, magnificent, glorious day, filled with nothing but joy, love, and laughter, knowing that God Almighty loves you right where you are. Go out and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.